Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Think Big Bodybuilding Media. We are back on the road to North Americans today, and I am with fellow Michigan native heavyweight Jordan Janowitz. What's up, brother? How you been, man?
I've been doing great. How about yourself?
I am good, thank you. So you are going to be heavyweight, though. I'm not just being presumptive about that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be heavyweight. I'm 11 weeks out, waking up at 245 right now.
245, right on, man. So yeah. And today was leg day, am I right?
Yes, I just got done finishing legs.
Nice. How did that go?
It was good. I had a pretty brutal drop set on the leg press today.
Nice. What does a leg workout look like for you nowadays? I mean, I have one of your pictures up from your previous shows, man. You have a nasty hamstring drop, but from the front too, like your quads are just ridiculous. What does the workout look like for you?
I usually start with the adductor machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. I always start with that, and then I always start with a hamstring exercise, usually a seated leg curl.
Okay.
Yep. We actually have the hammer strength seated leg curl, the plate loaded.
Yeah.
So I love that one better than the irregular seated leg curls.
What do you like about that so much?
I like that the pad doesn't dig into your quads.
Oh, okay.
The pad is actually on your shins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a lot more comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go from there, you go to adductors, then you go to hamstring curls. And then what are we looking at from there?
Then I'd go into leg press.
Okay.
So I did my drop set. And then after that, I would either do squats or hack squats.
Okay.
Yep. And then I would do leg extensions.
Okay.
Leg extensions. And then I finished with calves.
Now, how many sets of those big exercises like squats and leg press, stuff like that? You mentioned a drop set. Is there a lot of sets leading up to that, or you just work up to like one big drop set, or how does that work?
I just worked up to one big drop set.
Okay. And then how about the squats?
The squats today were 3 sets of 12.
Okay. And what are you working with weight-wise on squats nowadays?
Today, I did 315, 405, and 405.
Okay. I know in the past, man, I've seen you, like, what's been, like, in the past, what had been, like, a heavy weight that you had used on a squat? Because I know I've seen you move some weight.
Yeah, 500 for 17 is my best.
For 17?
17 reps, yep. Wow. Yep. With knee wraps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, 500 for 17, man. I'm just trying to wrap my head around that right now. I've never squatted 500 pounds in my life. And I'm trying to, no, I haven't. But, I think about you and, obviously we're both from Michigan and we had talked a little bit yesterday and I told you, man, it was like, I've seen, obviously you love bodybuilding, you love the local shows and all that. You watch guys come up. I mean, I've watched you come up. I remember a time that I was bigger than you and then you passed me up quick. But, not everybody is like that. There's like, you see everybody rising and then you see, one or two guys that just kind of jump out of the pack. And you were like, for me at least, being like a local fan of the sport, you were one of the first people that I really watched do that. So I've always kind of taken like a lot of pride in like you, in having you here in Michigan and watching you progress, man. Tell everybody about your contest history. Like, what does that look like? Because I know you started at the Michigan Natural, right? And what year was that?
Yeah, that was 2012.
Okay.
2012 Natural Michigan, middleweight, obviously. Okay. I weighed 168.
Okay.
Yep, that's my first year competing, 2012.
And how did you do there?
I won the overall.
Right on. Did you expect that at the time, never having competed before?
Actually, I did 2 shows before that.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that. Yep. Okay.
Yep. My very first show was the Mid-Michigan in Flint.
Okay.
Yep. I took 4th as a light heavy.
Oh, okay.
And then I did the Michigan, which was probably about 3 weeks later.
Okay.
And that one I was really nervous to do because I knew the Michigan was like the show.
Yeah.
Monsters there. At the time, I was like, man, I thought Lucian was a monster. That guy was huge.
Yeah, he was.
I sucked down to middleweights, and I took 7th there.
Okay.
And then decided to push on another month and a half later to do the Natural Michigan, where I won there.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah. 2013, I did the Michigan as a light heavy, and I won my weight class.
Okay.
Didn't win the overall, but I won my weight class. And then from there, we went on for my first national level show, Junior Nationals.
All right.
Where I took second there, 2013.
So first national level show, you took second place.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, you know? I bet, man.
I was just hoping for a first call out. That'd have been awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then what happened from there?
2014, North Americans, my first big national level show where you can actually, you know, pro qualifier, you can turn pro. And I took second out of 39. And I lost to Tristan Escolástico.
Okay.
Where he turned pro there.
Did you say second out of 39?
Yeah, 39 in the light heavies.
Jesus, that is a huge show, man.
Yeah.
Wow. And
the following year in 2015, I took third out of 45.
Wow.
So,
wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, classes were stacked.
So you got third the following year, and where did you go from there? Because the point I'm trying to make is you've been one of the top five competitors for a long time competing. I feel like when you take guys that are at that caliber, I feel like it's on any given day, really, that any of them could get the win. You know what I mean? It's like, realistically, they're all freaking fantastic bodybuilders, and you've proven that you can hang, you know, in those top placings, you know, time and again. Now you took last year off for your baby, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right on.
Time off for the family. Yep.
Cool. Now, with that time, I'm sure you didn't stop training and stuff like that.
Kept trying to push the food down and train as hard as I could.
Do you feel like you've made any additional improvements having had that year off?
Yeah, I feel like I'd say I've added more muscle thickness.
Okay.
You know, more muscle maturity.
Yeah. How old are you now?
32.
32. All right. So 32, 245 pounds. I feel like you know, you definitely are. You've always had a level of like graininess. And I mean, and we've talked before, and I've heard you talk about it before, that, you know, Branch Warren is a guy. Branch and Ronnie both, you've said, are guys that you've really looked up to. And I can see that in the way that you train. Like you are a nasty dude in the gym, man. Like for anybody who hasn't seen Jordan train, he's like chill, he's laid back, he's a very even keel guy here on the podcast. But like, you're a nasty dude when you train, man. Tell me a little bit about that intensity.
I just try to bring as much intensity as I can to the gym. I know everyone out there's training really hard, so I gotta do whatever I can to, you know, one up them.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So that leg workout today, how long did that take?
Say about an hour and 40 minutes.
Okay. So it's a little bit on the longer side, you know?
Yeah. It takes me a lot to, I warm up a lot too.
Okay. Okay.
Right on. Boom, roll, stretch. Yeah.
And, I see that squat rack behind you, you know, previously talking, I know that's how you got through the quarantine, huh?
Yeah. Training back here for about 8 weeks.
No kidding, man. It looks like a very small room for a lot of intensity to be going on there.
It's a laundry room.
what kind of exercises were you relying on during that time?
Well, I have a bench press here, so I can do incline and flat bench.
Okay.
I have a barbell that goes up to 350 pounds in weight.
Okay.
So with squats and deadlifts, it's not a lot of weight, so it'd be more higher volume.
Yeah.
But with benching, it's perfectly fine, and shoulder pressing obviously too.
Okay.
It's just enough amount of weight that I need, really.
Right on. You know, so you were mostly relying on like those basic barbell movements then through that?
Yeah, barbell. The dumbbells, unfortunately, it only goes up to 30 pounds.
Okay.
So I was extremely strict form.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were all...
Still got great pumps, you know?
Yeah. I think a bunch of us were like stuck in that position, like make the most out of these dumbbells, you know, for several months there, man. So the gyms are back open. Are you seeing any change in your strength heading back in?
At first, I noticed my strength was pretty crappy.
Okay.
I started going just after Memorial Day.
Okay.
So like May 28th, May 29th. And over this past week, I've been definitely noticing my strength going up. I remember last week I shoulder pressed 315 for six.
Whew, wow. Okay.
And just yesterday I filmed with Jeff Saigo.
Yeah.
And I hit it for 10 reps. So
no kidding.
Yeah. An extra 4 reps in 1 week. So
I wonder,
I was struggling with that 6 reps last week and I did 10 just yesterday. So that's great.
I wonder how that will affect your physique. You know, I can only imagine being able to increase strength, being able to lift more as you close in. You know, that's got to be to your benefit.
Absolutely.
I feel like a lot of people had the chance to kind of like rest their joints, you know, not being able to lift as heavy. It had to be benefit, you know, and you know, you're not an old guy, but you've lifted a lot, you know, so.
Yeah, I always feel like that, I don't know, like 8 to 10 week out, usually I'm like my strongest.
Okay. Right on, man. Yeah. Let's talk a little nutrition then. I mean, we haven't even talked about your coach yet. Who are you working with?
I'm currently working with Andrew Vu.
Okay. Right on.
Yep. Started working with him at 19 weeks out. Okay. So, I hit 255 was the heaviest I was in off season.
Oh, right on, man.
So,
when did you guys really start to shift gears? Or was there a point, you know, at, you know, obviously I imagine you guys probably, so if you started with him at 19 weeks out, was there a point where you were trying to add more food at all, build it up, or were you already eating a lot? How did that start, I guess?
Actually at 19 weeks, you know, he made the diet. From there on, every week for the next 5 weeks, he kept adding more food.
Really? No kidding. Yeah.
This week, my check-in with him is on Friday. That's when he actually took a little bit of food away.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm eating 6 cups of rice every day. I've never had that much rice in any contest prep.
No kidding, man. So what does that look like? Is that spread evenly or around training? Or?
I have 2 meals and then I train.
Okay.
So the second meal, I have 2 cups of rice. And the fourth and fifth meal, I have 2 cups of rice.
Okay. And then
post-workout, I have cream of wheat, protein shake, and banana.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how about fats? Do you guys look at those at all? Or you keep them pretty low?
Yeah. Actually, Porter, when I was working with Matt Porter, he was always pretty low on the fat spectrum.
Yeah.
But Andrew Vu, I've definitely doing a lot more fats with him. I have olive oil with my 2 chicken meals.
Okay.
I have eggs in the morning. I have two eggs in the morning, 4 eggs at night.
Yeah.
Before at my last meal, and then I have 93.7 beef meal.
Okay.
So that's my fourth meal, so I've got a decent amount of fats in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good amount of fat then, man. How's your appetite been at this point?
Honestly, I still kind of feel like I'm in off season.
Oh yeah. But you're still progressing.
Like, yeah, I'm getting leaner every week with my check-ins.
No kidding, man. That's freaking awesome.
Who's saying that I'm looking great and I'm looking full.
And how's cardio? Yeah.
Each week goes on, I'm noticing when I'm lifting, I notice more, you know, veins popping out in the gym, and I just seeing more, my muscles look more round.
That's awesome, man. That'd be really cool. I think that's to your advantage too. I mean, you're a guy, I've seen some nasty condition in you. I feel like seeing you fuller, seeing you bigger has been to your benefit. You know, you're a guy, I think, because you can look really freaky. You know, I keep looking over here because I've got a couple of your pictures up on the other screen. But you're a guy, man, that, like, you know, when you're full, man, you've got a lot of shape to you. What would you say are the things that, I would say legs are probably a real big strength for you, you know, and just overall density is a huge strength. What are the things that you have been trying to work on the most since the last show?
I'd say mostly my back, and I've always been really strong in my chest, but I feel like my chest needs to come up a little bit more, especially my upper chest. Okay. Even though I constantly hit incline bench, I used to, like, when I would do barbell incline, I would like almost slam it when I go real heavy, almost slam it off my chest.
Yeah,
but now I come like an inch away from my chest.
Okay.
So it's strict form. I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I don't know, maybe my chest has come up a little bit. I just feel like my chest needs to come up a little bit more.
Right on. I remember you like in the past, you know, we mentioned Branch, we mentioned Ronnie, and I remember there was a time, man, that you would like just throw the weight around, you know, like you'd go crazy with it, but it and sounds
I still do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. If you still went that route with training, or whether you found some, sounds like though maybe you found some middle ground, maybe to. Yeah,
it just goes day by day, basically how my joints feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's something to be said about like people like Branch. I mean, obviously he did get hurt, but he had like there was a genetic ability to do what he did. Like a lot of us, I think, would snap in half, you know, trying to train the way he trained. But it seems to have worked for you to be able to throw some of that English in. What about that? There was something we talked about the other day. It was your T-bar row. What is the most amount of plates you have ever T-bar rowed?
I've had 10 plates on there. I don't know. I think I did like, it's probably 7 reps, I would say.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But it was not good for me.
Yeah.
Not the best form.
Yeah, I remember you making a post about that.
I usually work out, my top set, I usually work out with 7 plates.
Okay. Are T-bar rows one of your staple back movements?
Yep. Usually barbell rows and T-bar rows, I'll do them together.
Okay.
If I deadlift, I'll usually only deadlift because it takes so much out of me.
Okay. So yeah. When you say only deadlift, is that like the only movement you do for the day or the only?
No, it's like my only.
Like you'll either row or deadlift?
Heavy movement.
Okay. Okay.
Like 6 to 8 reps.
Okay. Right on.
Well, if I do barbell rows and T-bar rows, those are both usually 6 to 8 reps on my top set.
Okay.
And then everything else will be higher volume with machines or dumbbell rows.
Okay.
And hammer machines.
How many exercises do you figure you work in on an average back day then?
Average back day, I'd probably say about 7 exercises.
Okay. So that's a good amount of volume then.
Yeah. There's so much stuff you can do for back.
Yeah. Just all the different angles and stuff.
Yeah, all the different angles.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
And I've started, I'd say, for the past 8 months, probably starting every back workout with pull-ups.
No kidding.
And it's something I've never done before.
Okay.
And I feel like it's brought my back up, my lats.
Yeah, when you're pulling up 255 pounds, that's a lot of weight to move.
Yeah.
No kidding. So you start your workout.
It's been boring. That's kind of why I've avoided doing the exercise.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
I see a benefit to it now.
That makes sense. So would you say that's been, I guess one of the things I'm getting at too is like, what are the things that you've tried to do differently to bring your back up? It sounds like pull-ups is one of them.
Yeah. Pull-ups and, you know, squeezing more, like the low row machine.
Yeah.
Instead of just bringing it back, come back, squeeze for half a second.
Yeah. So, at the beginning of this, I said that, you're a guy who definitely, you jumped above the pack, I think, as far as just the average genetic guys, you jumped out of that, earlier on. And I think a lot of times we, as fans, can look at a guy like you and be like, oh, It's easy for Jordan. But I know that that's not the case. So one of the questions I want to ask everybody in this program is, what are the challenges for you? Like, what are the things that are tough to you about bodybuilding?
I mean, I definitely have to say number one would be the diet. Like, especially those last like 3 weeks.
Okay. So you mean like when the food starts getting low?
When the food starts getting low, yeah, it's mentally pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do for a living?
I work at a correctional facility in prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does that allow you, how long have you worked there for then? Like, what?
2.5 years.
Okay, so you competed then. I guess what I'm getting at is like the demands of your life. How demanding is that?
Yeah, I wasn't at first. I was a little leery. I wasn't sure how it would work out with the whole bodybuilding, but I've found out it's actually a great job for a bodybuilder.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, it's not a manual labor job.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, and now that you mentioned, I know we had talked a little bit about that in the past. I feel like if I was an inmate, I would not want to mess with you. You'd be like the guy. I would be on my best behavior when you were like walking by. So you, I imagine you probably stay pretty safe there too. You're the guy that like, you're not an easy target, I guess.
Right. Yeah. They say stuff all the time. Like, stay away from that guy.
I bet, man. I bet. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how this goes, man. I've rooted for you at all these shows, and I'm hoping, man, that this is going to be the year.
Yeah, I hope so. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, hopefully we can just freaking make it. All of us can just make it to North Americans. Hopefully we can have a national show in 2020, yeah. Right?
I don't cancel it.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Anything else we should add here? Anybody you want to shout out while I got you on the line?
No, just I'm excited to, you know, finish these next 11 weeks out with my coach Andrew and see what happens. And just like to, you know, thank my family and my wife and Jeff Saigo for all the videos that we've done together.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, you guys have done a bunch over the years, haven't you?
It's probably been close to 20.
No kidding. I'll link Jeff's YouTube page in the show notes here in the description. So if anybody wants to go and check out Jordan's stuff, see him training, you'll have the opportunity to do that. Have you guys done any off-season videos together? I think you have, haven't you?
I've done a few, yeah.
Okay. Because I mean, like,
last year in Saginaw, Coop's Ironworks, the gym there.
Okay, cool. I don't know if
we did one there.
Huh, yeah. Because I feel like with you, I mean, it's great to see guys that are training and going into the show. But I'd love to see, like, I want people to see you, like, training off season when, like, the governor's off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jordan, I appreciate your time, man. And like I said, I'm going to be cheering for you. And I wish you the best of luck, brother.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, guys, for another episode here of our Road to North Americans with heavyweight Jordan Janowitz, I'm Scott McNally. Guys, we will see you soon.